B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome to the Beer Run, part of the BS and Beer family. The only Saints podcast with a 2-drink minimum and takes as bad as the Star Wars sequel trilogy.
That's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes.
I'm the California Cajun. With me as always is Lil Dice. With us this week is a special guest, the B-Train himself. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you, B-Train. Finally, man. Been reaching out to us on Twitter, man. Loyal follower of the show. We appreciate you being on, man. So, you know, are we doing a beer run, bro? You know, we got 4 downs. We're going to be coming to you. We're going to get your thoughts about your beer that we're drinking. We're going to talk some Saints and NFL news. There's a lot of stuff happening out there.
Yes, sir.
That affects the Saints, you know, and we've got to talk about it. We've also going to talk about these videos that we put on Twitter and the poll. Okay, we have a great poll question about cookies, okay, because it's a long-standing debate as to what's the best cookie. And I'll just be honest, like, you guys really disappointed me out there voting, you know?
So I played offensive line, so this guy thinks I gotta care about cookies, huh? This is some elitist shit right here. And we're gonna rebel against this discrimination against the offensive linemen of the world.
Yeah, to be honest, I never thought that oatmeal was an option for anyone. And the fact that anyone voted on that, to me, is really disheartening.
All right, this is why he's on the show right here.
Okay, I need a backup once in a while, and that's why he's on here.
It was good
having
you on.
They'll get us the first down.
Yeah.
All right, referees, man, let's go spot this ball. Let's get it going.
First down, same.
Here on First Down, we're going to discuss the most important part of our show and our namesake, the beer.
You got to talk
about
beer.
I'm drinking
first.
A 60-minute IPA from Dogfish Head Brewery. It is absolutely divine. If you guys like the hoppy stuff that doesn't kick you in the face, big fan. Let's see if we can get a little ball pop right here. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
And you know, I'll let you know, it tastes exactly as beautiful. Now, what are you drinking?
Okay, where'd you say that come from?
I don't want to admit out loud that this is actually a brewery in Delaware, but this is Dogfish Head IPA.
Okay, all right, cool. All right.
What kind of fruit is in your beer this week?
I am drinking Little Red Strawberry Lager.
There it is, strawberry.
Yeah, by Diamond Bear Beer Company here in Arkansas. You know, I like to drink local.
Of course.
You know, Try to keep it local, try to support my local guys here. So
Speaking of local, we got somebody on here in the beer capital of the world, in my opinion, San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
What are we drinking down here?
Man, you're right about that. There's a lot of great beer here, a lot of really good breweries. What I got on tap today is the Belching Beaver, which is a brewery in Vista, California. It's the No Worries IPA. It's a West Coast style IPA, which I'm going to miss when I leave here, but it's super chill, super smooth. And I'm not normally an IPA guy. I've just been craving them lately, and this one goes down really well. So, I highly recommend it. Just try to keep it local to Southern California while I'm still here.
Belching Beaver, fantastic brewery. One of the few breweries that's ever kicked me out. So good times with that. I got a little little soft spot in my heart for every brewery that's ever shown me the door. So that's always fun.
Wait, what happened? How did you get kicked out? What happened?
Yeah.
You know, that's between me and my lawyer.
One call, that's all.
Hey, man, nothing to be ashamed of. If I had a nickel for every Applebee's I've been, you know, asked to leave or take my conversation to the parking lot, I'd probably have
a couple Applebee's.
Belching Beaver, I haven't had the pleasure of getting kicked out yet, though. But anyone in Southern California, I highly recommend going there. Yeah, give it time. Yeah,
big fan of Belching Beaver. They have for folks who like the unique and fun stuff. What is it? It's a peanut butter stout. I don't know anyone who makes it like they do. It is truly a unique experience, and I do recommend it. Everyone try it.
Yeah, that's one that before I had graduated from Coors Light. You know, I used to see that a lot in the stores, you know, here on the West Coast. And I thought that is the most disgusting sounding thing ever. Peanut butter and beer are two things that don't go together. But now, you know, now that I've matured my palate a little bit, I realize like, hey, that tastes delicious, man. That is delightful. It's heavy though. So when I have one of those, heavy. I can, yeah, you know, it's like
it's a punch to the gut if you have a couple of them.
Yeah. And you know, I think they've been expanding. I don't know that you can get that anywhere outside the West Coast, but I've seen it as far north as Seattle. So if you're in California, Oregon, Seattle, you can definitely get it.
Well, that whole left coast kind of runs the same beer tastes, I guess.
Yeah.
Second down.
Let's get into some news. And first thing I saw was Calvin Ridley getting suspended for an entire year. Because he was caught gambling on games. Like
now, Dale, you're a big Calvin Ridley and indeed a big Falcons fan. So how do you feel about this? How does it make you feel?
Listen, I don't think any of us need to be judging Calvin Ridley, okay? my prayers go up for Calvin Ridley. Like, we don't know what it's like to be on the Falcons, okay, for as many years as this guy has been on it, okay? And this guy had to take a mental break. You know, mental health year, okay? And so now he's got another year, get himself together. And I just think he was unjustly penalized and everything. I'm sorry.
Now, are you being overly kind to him in the hopes that he comes to the Saints next season? Is that what happened after his year off?
Oh, forget the Falcons, okay? I am laughing at them for losing their guy for 2 years, okay? All right, so Mike Thomas, thank you for not gambling on football while you were out, man. I appreciate that. All right, but he got screwed just because he used the official partners of the NFL with gambling. If he like got online like what we normally do and gamble with some place in Cambodia or something like that, he would probably been fine.
Look, they say that, you know, he was betting on the Falcons to win, but you know, we don't know that for a fact. And honestly, I wouldn't blame him. Like, betting on the Falcons to lose is the easiest money you're ever going to make. That's easy cash right there.
Amen.
Yeah. He did something like a crazy little parlay, man. It's a real long shot to win. So if you win, like, you're going to get paid. Like, he's probably going to retire.
I mean, he bet $1,500. I mean, which of us haven't wasted $1,500 when we drank too much in Vegas? Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a 20 for him, man. That's what that is.
I mean, I want to clown on the Falcons as much as anybody. You know, they're the Falcons. We hate them. 28-3 and Falcons, and they're the worst in the history of the world. But come on, man. He was betting on – this is the whole Pete Rose thing all over again.
Yeah.
There are guys using steroids and beating their wives and, like, being involved in, like, actual crimes. And dude was just putting bets on games he wasn't even playing in and picking his own team. Like, who cares? Why is this a big deal?
Yeah, when you saw the comparison of the suspensions of people beating their wives and stuff like
unbelievable.
That – It's crazy, man.
So you can beat the hell out of your fiance on camera in an elevator, serve a 2-game suspension, and come back. But if you put some money on your own team to win, out.
All about protecting the shield, right? Like, look, Roger Goodell has got all these sweet sponsorship deals lined up, and now sports betting is kind of going legal around the country. He's got to make sure that you know, we put it out there that, hey, this is impartial, we're good, we don't have guys betting on games. So look, like I think most of us would agree, the suspension itself is BS. But like, all I'm going to say is the Falcons or their fans never came to our defense when the whole bounty nonsense happened. So I don't got a lot of sympathy for him right now.
He dies. Ring the bell, Dale. The man made a fine point.
Exactly. I am with you. So suffer.
Yeah, I had no sympathy for the Falcons. I have no sympathy for their fans. They're all terrible. I cannot tell you how many Katrina jokes I had to deal with for the last decade and a half because they don't have anything better to say. But the guy, Ridley, he didn't ask to be drafted by them.
True.
And I'm going to be nice to him because there's a chance after his year off, he's going to come to the Saints for a pretty low contract. And I'll take him as a fifth receiver.
Yeah, sure. But hey.
Hell yeah, I would.
For the Falcons, hey, we got two words for you.
You're not done.
All right, so let's talk about some Saints news. Well, it's really,
I think you mean NFL news that affects the Saints.
It's really where it really, yeah, really affects the Saints a lot. Okay. And I'm talking about everybody out there who's been wanting us to trade for Russell Wilson. What? Mm. Well, guess what?
A couple of us included in that.
Guilty as charged.
Russell Wilson is going to be heading to Denver because Denver played a bunch and he's going to be going over there. And also, Aaron Rodgers decides to stay in Green Bay. He's signing a big deal.
Decides to ruin the Packers and take all their money and not commit to playing past this year.
Yeah.
So these are going to be two options that is no longer on the board. And so now you're left with what's ever there. And what is there? We got Jameis Winston there.
Did we think either of them were realistic options for the Saints, though? I know I never did.
Yeah, I did. I thought Russ, man, because when Russ named the Saints as one of his, like, four, you know, trade destinations that he'd be willing to waive his no trade clause for, like, look, maybe I was being unrealistic, but I was smoking a lot of hopium on that one. Let me tell you, I thought he was coming.
Do you think that if Sean Payton was still the offensive mind behind the Saints, that we would have made the same move and gotten Russell Wilson in the building?
Ah, man. I think Sean Payton was a great lure to some of these guys. Like, I think even Aaron Rodgers might have been thinking about it, but you know, now there's just too much uncertainty. We got a defensive minded coach, which, you know, could be a selling point to some of these guys, but you know, at the end of the day, we'll never know, right?
That's not what we do here. Okay. We imagine and we tell everyone that that's facts and that our opinion is accurate.
Well, so I'm going to use my imagination and I'm going to say, yes, 100% chance guaranteed. If Sean hadn't walked away, we would actually probably have both Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson.
It's science.
Going forward this next season. And we'd be debating right here, right now, who is going to be the starter and who is going to be the backup.
Yes.
You heard it here first, guys. Quarterback controversy of the century.
So we avoided that. So it's actually kind of nice. So Sean Payton actually hooked us up. So now we don't have to worry about a quarterback controversy on that scale.
I'm standing with my Sean Payton slander for the rest of this foreseeable future. So, okay. All right. So that takes Russell Wilson out of the NFC.
Yes.
It solidifies the Packers' position as kind of the kings of their division. The NFC West is in flux. You know, the Rams kind of sold their soul to win the Super Bowl, and now all their contracts are going to come up, and they're probably going to be on the way downhill. How does that affect the Saints going forward and in re-signing perhaps Jameis Winston?
For me, what I believe is this is only making the price go up. Once we see the numbers, the actual numbers of Rodgers' contract, I mean, his agent has got to be just salivating. Like,
but that's Aaron Rodgers. That's the highest paid player in NFL history at this point.
Yes. Yes, that's how it works. I mean, the top of the market is going to get the top number, but because they get that top number, it pushes everything up. And the fact that the list of available quarterbacks is getting dwindling, it's less and less and less and less every day. The price is going up every day. So we really should have signed Jameis yesterday.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think the price for Jameis definitely shot up, probably at least a little bit. But, like, you know, look, big picture, man. Like, Russ going to the AFC, you know, he was one of the only, like, really good, and probably Aaron Rodgers too, one of the only, like, really dominant, like, elite quarterbacks that I thought was still left in the NFC. And man, I thank God each and every single day, like, all these amazing, young, talented quarterbacks that we're seeing, like that we saw in the playoffs, they're all AFC.
In the AFC.
So, like, yeah. So, like, oh my goodness. Like, now Russell Wilson's in the AFC. And honestly, Denver, that's about as, if he wasn't going to come to the Saints, like, him going to Denver is probably as good as it's going to get for me. So, you know, big picture, I think, you know, we're still in a good spot.
AFC West.
That's a fun division to watch all of a sudden.
Yeah. The AFC West is brutal now.
Yeah, that's fun. The Raiders are solid. Broncos just added a Super Bowl champion. you know, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and we got that rising superstar with for the Chargers. That's a fun division.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't give a damn about the AFC, but, you know, if I did, that'd be fun.
I don't envy the Raiders fans, because, like, they thought they were going to be on a come up here and got the new coach and everything. And
you know, Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback, but yeah, he is absolutely the fourth best in that division. Dead last.
But now Russell Wilson comes to town, and yeah, now this is another game that you got to worry about.
He'd be a good quarterback in a lot of divisions, and he is dead last in that one.
Yeah, two games you got to worry about, because you pick him twice. So yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing I heard about. Safety Tyrann Mathieu, some of these Saints fans may be familiar with the guy, has been linked as a possible free agent target for the New Orleans Saints this offseason, presumably to replace Malcolm Jenkins. Now, I know Dale hates LSU players. How do you feel about that?
Well, we know Sean Payton did.
For sure.
Except for Will Clapp. He adored himself some Will Clapp.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, I see no way it's going to happen, because, like, he's an LSU player, and we don't pick those guys up.
But it's free agency. It's not a draft pick. So we're not drafting LSU. We can just pay him.
This is true. But yeah, of course, I'm be all down for at least, what, 30? So yeah, that would be an upgrade for me. He always has this ball hawking attitude to me. Chauncey can learn from him a lot.
They do play very similar styles of game. You know?
Yeah, so if we can get them together, let's do that.
My question is so are we doing this under the presumption that the Saints don't re-sign Marcus Williams, or is this like Malcolm Jenkins?
He's
like
more of a strong safety kind of situation, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of independent of Marcus Williams.
Well, how long is Jenkins on contract for? He's still on the team.
I don't care. He was the weak part of the defense last year. You get rid of him yesterday.
That's a good question. Let me check out his contract here.
I did not think he was a free agent, but
bring one of those home. Mickey Loomis contracts where it's for 5 years, but you can kind of cut him after one.
Yeah, Loomis contracts are just magic.
I don't even pretend don't matter him anymore.
Okay, all so his deal is up in 24. So this year he's due like 11.7 million against the cap.
So chump change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see Mathieu with the Saints. Like, you know, bring him home, but like I don't know how he'd fit in there.
I think if he can fit into that strong safety role, that would be an excellent. If you all right, in a perfect world, and this is me projecting a little bit, if we can find a way to pay Marcus Williams, everyone else in the defense is staying home, and you add Tyrann Mathieu at strong safety with Chauncey in the nickel spot, the corner play we had last year, the front four we had last year, the linebacker development that could be a truly elite defense. And our defense was really good last year, but I mean, like, game-changing elite shutdown. In of course,
that'd be strong.
My biased LSU fan opinion.
Well, yeah, I love it, man.
I agree, because like I said, Chauncey can learn a lot from him. If he can pick up that kind of honey badger mentality and be ball hawking like everywhere on the field, I'd love it. Absolutely.
I mean, he's on his way anyway. CD Deuce is fun to watch.
He's pretty close. He's pretty close.
For yeah. Sure. Down for what?
So with this news of Russell Wilson getting traded to Denver, and with Aaron Rodgers signing another deal with the Packers, this leaves us very little choices out there.
Alert, alert, Jeff Consrey. Alert, alert, Jeff Consrey.
Jameis should have already been signed. So listen, the sky is freaking falling. Loomis, what are you doing right now? Okay. We're without a quarterback. All these trades are happening. The signings are happening. Loomis, what are you doing, man? Okay. The price for Jameis is only going to go up. We're probably looking at $25 million for at least 3 years. each year, I think. Just what I'm guesstimating here, okay? But listen, somebody make a move for Jimmy G, this price goes up even more. And please don't even start on the Saints need to make a move for Jimmy G. Don't even start with that, because we don't need to do that mess. So, Loomis, go out there, make a deal with Jameis right away. Let's get somebody in. We already got an offensive coordinator. We got a head coach. Let's make things happen, man.
Now, my friend over here makes an excellent point. There's a lot of reasons to be concerned right now.
Yes.
But I'm going to suggest we do one thing, and that is relax.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax.
Hear me out. Jameis Winston was already the guy we wanted. We didn't want to spend 4 first-round picks to Green Bay. We didn't want to go and sell the farm to Seattle. What we wanted was Jameis Winston. And you know what? He's still there. When you see his workout videos of him rehabbing, you know what he's wearing? He's wearing Saints stuff. He knows the system. He knows the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's very popular here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to lean back. I want you to open a bottle or a can of whatever you enjoy. I want you to have some pleasant scents in the air. Maybe a nice scented candle. Maybe some incense over there. Maybe you've got a nice bath bomb and you're in your little hot tub. And I want you to think back and think, man, the Saints are undefeated today. Everything's all right. Everything's cool. We're going to get our guy. And if we don't, you know what? This defense could win 10 games with Marcus Mariota. That's how good it is.
Oh, my God.
So I want everyone to just relax. It's all right. This is okay. We are in March. We don't play games until September. If you're panicking now, you're the kind of person who wants to be upset. And that kind of person needs to just sit back and relax. And if you're having trouble relaxing, drink some of what we're drinking and you're going to feel a lot better.
Yeah.
B-Train, am I tripping here? Do I need more beer to relax?
No, honestly, I'm on your side. I want to relax, but I can't do it until the Saints land Mitch Trubisky. Until then,
Oh my God.
I could talk myself into Mitch Trubisky. It would take me about 3 hours in a six pack, and I will tell all of you how Mitch Trubisky was the best thing that could have happened to this team.
We're running out of time. We're running out of time. We gotta go.
I could talk about Trubisky. I could talk myself into Mariota. Obviously, the official position of this podcast is that we want Jameis Winston back in the house. But listen, man, I'm a Saints fan first and foremost. I couldn't talk myself into any of these guys if that's where we go.
Those would be dark days.
Priced ourselves out of the Jameis Winston sweepstakes, though, with that Aaron Rodgers contract.
Keep waiting. Woo. We might.
So now,
say price out like there's some kind of cap, right? The salary cap is something that we make up to make fun of idiots.
Well,
like, clearly, it's really the Saints don't care about it.
No, it's clearly just a suggestion.
Yeah, more of a guideline than actual rule. The Saints don't care about that. They never have. We were 100. People tell me today, "Oh, you're 50 over. How are you going to sign anybody?" We were 100 over last year. Who cares? It don't matter.
Don't worry about it.
They're just numbers. It's monopoly money.
Look, Gail Benson will just pay the luxury tax. It's no big deal.
We're going to turn us into the Lakers. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But listen, you guys saw what they gave up for Wilson. Like two firsts, two seconds.
Two firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth, and 3 players. So I saw someone explain this to me in a way that a Saints fan can understand. So essentially it was 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a fifth. Taysom Hill, our defensive tackle, everyone likes Oni Mignotta, and our kick returner, Deontay Harris/Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, a lot of folks, including probably a third of us, would be probably pretty okay with losing all of those players for Russell Wilson, but the more I sit on it, man, that's a lot of players. You're talking about a lot of pieces of the team out the door for a quarterback who, as we've seen the last couple of years, can't do it alone.
Yes. That's the issue. And like I was saying on previous shows, man, you're giving up a lot of assets to obtain one player. And so this is going to be like, what, 2 or 3 years of draft picks they've given away. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a lot of missing pieces. If your team is already strong and built, this makes sense. But yeah, they're going to have a lot of work to do.
You know, and look, I wouldn't want to advocate for getting rid of really any of those players you mentioned. I mean, I love them all, but like, man, Russell Wilson is a generational talent. I mean, for real, he's the best quarterback the Seahawks have ever had. Yeah. And instantly would transform the Saints back into a contender. Straight up, man. Like, to me, the price, I don't know. I mean, look, he's worth it, man. Get him in the building, and then you never know what's going to happen.
You're not wrong. That's the thing. He is so talented, and he's so good at his job that it does change our offense with one player. But you got to think, he changes our offense right now, and 2-3 years down the line, as guys get older and guys phase out, guys move on, we have no draft picks to replace him with. I don't know that we're in a solid position in 2 years. If you want to just win the championship this year, which is all anyone should ever want, Rams, then I completely agree with you. And I would have made the same trade for him. But clearly Loomis and company think that we can build from here. And it's infuriating.
I mean, look, it's probably a good thing I'm not an NFL GM. But, I'm just throwing it out there, man. I think it would have been a good addition.
If I could get him for a seventh.
Well, that would have been. Maybe
if I can get Russell Wilson for a second, can we try that? Just see if they accidentally say yes, but
Madden declined the trade.
Yeah, shoot your shot, man. Maybe Russell Wilson and DK for a conditional seventh. Who says no?
Man, I don't need DK on this team. We have a big possession receiver. I don't need DK.
No, but and that's another thing, though. Like in that hypothetical trade you mentioned, like the Saints aren't giving up Alvin Kamara. They're not giving up Michael Thomas. They still have, an offensive line, and, maybe you can upgrade there somewhere. But, like, the reality is,
I don't know that we do have an offensive line at that point. I think that we're probably losing Armstead. A lot of us are not sold on Ruiz. I think we need to spend that draft capital on offensive line.
Oh, my God.
For listeners of this show, they may realize I'm a bit skewed toward offensive line.
Hey, look, you can't go wrong with that, man. And I will not doubt the Saints drafting offensive line, because for the most part, they've done a really good job. And you need that, man. That's the core of your team. That's what wins the game. But guess what, man? You draft an offensive lineman in the first round, Saints Twitter is exploding. I mean, good God.
Saints Twitter can bite me. Offensive linemen win games.
I'm going to be the first one to complain about it, because when they do it, I'm going to have a freaking cow. The sky will be falling. All of that kind of stuff. Okay.
Lil Dice is more interested in exciting stuff from LSU than he is winning games. Pivot.
What's it going to take to get a Joey Brennan on the Saints? Whatever it takes, right? What did I say?
Name your price.
Burrows. I said Brennan. That's the other guy they got.
I assume that was a Miles Brennan in a couple of years reference. I figured you knew what you were talking about.
Miles and Joe Burrow combined. This is a combined combination of the two.
You give me too much credit. Look, I'm a Tulane guy, not LSU. So forgive me for a second.
Yes, lest us forget all of the great alumni from Tulane, like
who's that back? Hey. Griffin, RG4, was it Ryan Griffin for the right. backup?
You mean the guy that we released last week?
That's right. Super Bowl winning quarterback, Ryan Griffin.
That's true. He does have a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's back. Tom Brady's protege. Tulane legend.
That's right. We shouldn't have let him go, man. All right.
I want to know
at any point that I stop talking, and it's not because I agree with my co-hosts, it's because I am drinking my beer.
They're going to go for it here on fourth down.
All right, let's get into the stuff that we posted on Twitter. Okay, first of all, I want to communicate my disappointment to all of you BS and Beer fans out there, all you Beer Run fans. You disappointed me with our cookie poll, Okay.
You realize that with all three of us on this podcast, we all of the fans are on the show.
So listen, the correct answer to the poll was to vote for oatmeal raisin cookie.
Slander.
As the best cookie out there.
False.
Because it is clearly superior cookie. Have you ever...
Everyone who's listening to this podcast has been 5 years old and has picked up a delicious looking cookie, thinking it is a chocolate chip cookie. And they've bitten into that chocolate chip cookie, finding out it is oatmeal raisin and being so disappointed that it is not in fact a real cookie. It is an oatmeal raisin abomination.
I can't think of any worse disappointment than that. Seriously, that's pretty bad.
That is the worst disappointment. There is no parallel to that in the natural world. That is akin to taking the lead with 1 second left against the Vikings and Marcus Williams missing a tackle. Oh. That is the same situation as biting into a cookie and finding out that it's oatmeal freaking raisin.
Oh, and they get you too, man. They get you on the oatmeal ones because on the surface, it looks like it might be a chocolate chip cookie. And you get excited and you get hyped up.
No, they do that. They make it look like a chocolate chip on purpose. They are tricking you.
What? I've never mistaken a chocolate chip cookie for oatmeal raisin cookie. What is wrong with
you? Because you want the trash cookie.
Listen, all I know is you get the trail cookies from Subway, okay? That's really soft and nice, okay? And you put it out there. And I'll tell you, the oatmeal raisin cookies are golf. That chocolate chip.
There are like 12 kinds of cookies that are better than oatmeal raisin cookies. There are kinds of not cookies that are better than oatmeal raisin. There are kinds of kale that are better than. I would rather have a spinach and kale frittata than an oatmeal raisin cookie because that is not a cookie. It is an abomination.
Such a bad take. Such a bad take.
Oatmeal, fine. Raisin, fine. Impersonating a chocolate chip cookie to make some child eat you. Not okay.
That's the problem. That's the issue. It's a deception.
The obvious and intentional deception. They even look like chocolate chip cookies. That was not an accident. That was to trick children into depriving them joy.
You guys are the first people I've ever heard confused about an oatmeal raisin cookie.
You live in Arkansas. So I'm not surprised by this.
Okay. We also posted this video. It's really crazy, man.
I am not done ripping on oatmeal raisin cookie, but I will continue this on Twitter because we're running out of time. But this will not stand that we really considered oatmeal raisin the superior cookie. What a joke this was. Not Oreo, not any of the Girl Scout cookies, not a Thin Mint. No. Oatmeal raisin is your superior cookie. What is
the best cookie out there?
I can't even handle this right now.
It's the best cookie out there. Look.
This is a Roger Goodell after 2018 level absolute farce we're talking about.
Oh, so bad. So bad.
So bad. I know. And it's your fault.
All right. So again, this video we posted on Twitter. All right. These guys are like doing some boxing, warm-ups.
It's actually the three of us and if you can tell which one of us is the bear, then follow us on Twitter. And
all right, these guys are doing some kind of boxing warm up or something. Guy look like he's doing pull ups or something on his tree branch. Another guy is like boxing his stomach area, or whatever. And in the background, there's a bear shaking the tree. Like it really makes no sense. Like what's going on?
He's just trying to stay
here?
Warm for his set.
And I saw somebody say something like they do it different in Russia, you know. I don't know if that's where that was or what.
At this point, I think they may be Ukrainian bears because they seem like they know what they're doing.
Well, you know, the only take I have on this is that you know, Sylvester Stallone just released the director's cut of Rocky IV recently. I think this is, you know, Russia's retort to that.
You know, Rocky versus Drago is the official title. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great movie, by the way.
It's a really good director. Have you seen the director's cut?
Yeah.
It's good. It's really well done.
Well, it was minor changes, but like, man, it
you know what, though? It's minor changes, but it really centers the story and he kind of makes it more about Apollo and everything. It's a good flick.
No, I love the original Rocky IV, but this is such a better version. And it just goes to show what just some simple editing can do to really change the focus of a movie.
And he really only did it because it was during the pandemic and he was bored.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm just going to mess with all my old films. And it absolutely makes the movie better.
I wish if we get another pandemic, which hopefully we don't, but if we did, maybe he'll go back and redo Rocky V. We can all hope, right?
We don't talk about Rocky V on this podcast.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that was on the off topic.
Rocky V is right next to Goodell's anything on our we don't talk about subject list.
But they did like a Russian version of Avengers or something like that. So maybe that is what this whole video was, like their answer to Rocky.
I guess. It was strong, man. It was a strong workout. I don't really know how effective it was. And, you know, I feel like you could get a better workout. There's a lot of ways to get a better workout. But, hey, I'm here for it, man. The bear was helping out. I'm not sure exactly what he was accomplishing by pushing on the tree, but it was badass, man.
If you know what the bear was accomplishing by pushing on the tree, find us on Twitter and let us know. All right, I'm just about out of beer. Do we have any final thoughts for our wonderful day of Saints and NFL news, finding out that both Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson are not coming to the Saints?
Yeah, so my final thoughts are it's a message to Mickey Loomis. Sign Jameis Winston now. Thank you.
That's new. I've never heard you say that before, so I'm glad you changed your tune.
Yes.
Only thing I have to add is the Saints will not be franchise tagging anyone. I saw that. So, I guess we didn't really – yeah, we didn't – I don't know if we expected them to, but, man, so neither Armstead or Williams is getting a second tag, so that's interesting.
Pretty much. I'm thinking we're at the point where re-signing either of them might actually make them cheaper per year. The franchise tag is going to end up being so steep. I don't think we keep either of them. I think they're both gone.
Wow.
If they let Armstead go, then they got to at least get Williams, man. He's so
good. They're both. I don't think we keep either, honestly.
Ah, man.
I mean, and that's.
I
love both of those players. Minneapolis meaningless miracles, references aside, I think that Marcus Williams is a top five safety in this league. We need him. We need Armstead for the stability. I think if we keep one, it's Williams. And I don't think there's a way we keep Armstead. I think he's gone.
Yeah, top O-line money is way more than free safety. So
it's almost like teams understand how important the fat guys are.
Oh, you need them, man. Yeah, look, and just, I may not look like it, but I did play offensive line in high school when I had a few more pounds on me.
So final thoughts from me? You know what? This doesn't change my outlook on the season, except that it gets Russell Wilson out of the NFC and out of our playoff picture. I still think we go after Jameis. I think we lose Marcus Williams, but I think we probably also lose Darren Armstead. But that leaves us in a position to maybe sign somebody. I think we're going to be okay. Maybe that's the eternal optimist. Maybe that's the beer.
Definitely a little bit of both. Definitely the beer. So yeah, keep it locked in, man. We'll be back on more Beer Run, and I'm pretty sure at some point, Dave will record another BS and Beer. So
don't hold your breath though.
But hey, enjoy this Beer Run while you have it.
All right, so for Lil Dice, for B-Train, I'm the California Cajun. We want to thank Dave, the Godfather, Tomas, Heath, all the whole crew. Thank everybody for letting us be a part of this little experiment. Drink a beer, man. It's on me.
Who that?
Who that?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bsandbeer@icloud.com. 12-13, Eastside Soldier, Press Park 17, represent the NO, cause that's where we be. You know who it is, it's us, SFB. Show much love from the 13th to the 9th. All the time. The city on the wall is number one, no doubt. Doing things the right way, cause we on the right way.